Welcome to the Living Unbroken Power to Heal Yourself podcast. This is episode 39, season 2. I'm your host, Sonia Lin, master healing practitioner and transformation coach, really specializing in transition. And September is Self-Care Awareness Month. This is new to me. I just recently learned it. But I remember back when I learned how self-care was actually essential, although it felt very selfish for me at the time. I had a hard time understanding that concept as a natural caregiver and concern for others and a sensitive soul always wanting the other person to benefit. I didn't understand the importance that it wasn't me first, it was choosing me too. So teenagers, men, women, whoever is listening, this is for you as well. We all have a lot to offer and give, and many of us enjoy serving, and that's really the highest intent in life is love and purpose to serve humanity and to contribute. However, it takes keeping our cup full and rejuvenating and restoring our energy to give ourselves rest. So I want to talk about, you know, self-care is more than bath bombs and, bubble baths and some ideas of what self-care can be. And talking about, you know, other things that drain our energy. You know, everything is energy. So we're talking about, restoring our energy and bringing ourselves back to balance because our body is meant to rest. And it's that ebb and flow and that balance and really giving yourselves that deep rest away from stimulation. So things that drain our energy, social media, toxic relationships, overthinking, always saying yes, holding on to the past, perfectionism, trying to be perfect, comparing yourself to others, that's the thief of joy. So joy, peace, contentment, passion, our inner wisdom and intuition, these are really our creative energies that we have. These are high vibrational states, and we want to ebb and flow and go up and down throughout the day and not get stuck in ways that drain our energy and being stuck in comparison and not feeling worthy and guilt and shame and anger and frustration and depression and these lower energies that don't feel good and serve us for a long period of time. So we want to acknowledge when we're there, but we want to be able to have in our toolbox ways to uplift our energy. And that takes self-care, no matter who you are. And that's how we can come into our best self. We're not coming from a stress reaction. We're not coming from fear or, you know, exhaustion, where we're not coming across to our loved ones from our best selves or even ourselves if we have these negative thoughts. And those negative thoughts for ourselves, well, that's wounded energy. You know, that's different trauma that we've had where we're having negative thoughts, maybe about ourselves or criticizing. And we want to transform, really transcend these wounds into wisdom where we can be healthy for ourselves and for others. It's really a domino effect. So if it feels selfish, know that it's, you know, in addition to benefiting you, it is benefiting many others because you never know the impact that you have on others. You know, if you're yelling at your children or others, no, that doesn't feel good. No one deserves to be, you know, yelled at like that. And, you know, teenagers, children, they need a break from stimulation. You know, setting the boundaries with electronics and, you know, not coming from that place of stress and anger, but really being able to lead, in a sense, lead yourself, lead your children, lead others from that place of strength and calm for yourself. So different ways of self-care can be taking supplements, giving your body the nutrients that it needs, you know, researching, getting some advice from a nutritionist or a naturopath or, you know, doctor, alternative medicine, holistic, wherever you provider you have that you know, like, and trust on what would be appropriate for you. I know when I began my journey, it was a naturopath that, you know, vitamin C is so essential and just so important for our health. It has such a powerful healing aspect for us, and it is so important because many of us are not getting enough vitamin C. So I'm not going to prescribe, you know, how much to take, but that could be something for you to look into. That could be a step for yourself on self-care, on different supplements to make sure that your body you know, has enough, whatever it is, vitamin D, vitamin C. And, you know, that can be an action step of self-care for yourself, of starting there, really being specific to what your body needs. And, you know, getting out in nature. Nature heals. Being around animals, pets, if you don't have pets, going to a shelter, you know, going outside, visiting a pet, very healing, very restorative, right? There's such unconditional love there and connection through pets. Maybe you like to bake or you like to cook or garden or plant something, you know, play golf or go for a run or go for a walk or dance, listen to music, music that really elevates you and lifts you up, that really touches and speaks to your soul. It could be writing or painting, drawing, you know, building something, journaling, meditating, practicing yoga, having a breathwork class, going for a massage, a facial, having Reiki. You can, you know, massage your own feet, self-nurture, and, you know, that you can do yourself. You don't have to wait for an appointment. So think about what are ways that really bring you back to, you know, feeling like your true authentic self, your best self. You're like, you just really are coming from that heart center. You're speaking from your heart when you're talking to others rather than from your head or from a place of fear or stress or anger or, you know, doubt. What is it that, you know, maybe a nap or going out on a hammock, you know, whatever it is of movement and creation, you know, connecting, whether it's in nature or with a pet. So the ideas are endless. You know, reading a book, listening to something uplifting, just getting some sun on your body, on your skin, on your face, you know, feeling that. And what is it that really lifts you up and is taking care of you? And it can be a bath. It can be a bath bomb, but there's more to it than that. Maybe it's having a cup of tea. So I just wanted to share that and, you know, create your own list. So when your body is talking to you, it feels like it needs something. Listen, because it's speaking to you. If you're getting a headache or, you know, having trouble focusing, or you find yourself being very reactive, do you need to just take some time to shut it down, to close your eyes, to, you know, have an active meditation, to have a quiet meditation, in a way to remove the stimulation and offer yourself some deep rest and in nurturing, you know, having a smoothie or a protein shake, something, you know, a nice salad, something that really satiates you rather than just trying to fill, you know, with empty calories or sugar or numbing to social media or electronics. Listen to what your body really needs. And, you know, I invite you to ask yourself, what do you need to give yourself permission for? Do you need to give yourself permission for rest, or ask for help, or to say no? You know, that's a way of self-care, is learning boundaries to say no. You know, we all have the same 24 hours in a day, and what we, you know, fill that up with and what we say yes to, there's a lot of power in choice and being able to say no to things. You can't give from an empty cup. So it's important to fill your cup up, to bring yourself back to whole, because you're not broken. It is your divine birthright. You are whole. And that is your natural state of calm, peace, unflappable, and, you know, coming from your heart center. And, you know, thinking about what areas in your life you use that S word of stress, because that is what causes the breakdown in our health and our relationships. So you want to take action steps to reduce the stressors, and be able to shift your perception, because there's always going to be things that don't go as planned. But stress is perception based. So when you can get back to a realistic expectation, remove the expectations and have realistic, you know, agreements with yourself on, you know, what it is that you do within a day, because we're all just one person here. So being realistic with yourself, because less can become more when we're coming from a place of feeling whole and balanced. And more energy, we can be more productive. And when we allow ourselves to just be rather than being a human doing, which we're not, we're human beings, then we can come from a place of working smart rather than working hard. You know, not working from a place of stress and adrenaline and cortisol and, you know, having your body stuck in that fight or flight mode, but coming from a place of calm, balance, stillness, and peace, where you can access your heart center, you can access your intuition, and really, you know, come back to bringing yourself to feeling full and whole and rest and rejuvenated and restored, to then go ahead and take care of yourself and others, and your passions and the tasks and responsibilities that you have in the world. So I hope that is helpful to shed some light on, you know, having a lot of responsibility attached with that can lead to guilt. And I remember for myself of feeling very guilty, because it felt very selfish at first to say, no, I didn't understand that it was safe and it's okay. And in fact, that was a very unhealthy wound of coming from a place that I didn't feel like I could say no and was people pleaser and saying yes. So boundaries don't have to be harsh. You can set boundaries with grace and not fall for, you know, the manipulation when people say, well, you know, trying to get you to do something again, and just come back to, and it will be uncomfortable. It absolutely will at first. And that's where you know you're growing. And, you know, to say, well, I don't think you heard me because I had said no. You don't have to explain yourself. You have the power to choose what you fill up in your 24-hour day and taking time for yourself, because it's about you too. And when you are the best version of you, you are in a healthier place. Your health, your relationships, you know, wisdom, wealth, all of those areas are energized, and that's the law of attraction. You know, what energy we're giving out, that's what we're attracting. So you want to raise your vibration and really reduce those energy drains to lift your spirit, to energize yourself, and to be able to attract more love, abundance, health, wealth, and wisdom into your life, because it is your divine birthright. I believe in you. You are worthy, and you are loved. In love and light, namaste.